Let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I remember when I first found God, and he said to me, he said, Corey, my holes are lost on earth, and I need you to sacrifice your happiness and commit to giving the information to save them from themselves, for they know not what they do.
I'm Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, how old are you?
I'll be 37 in December.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true. This is not, doesn't even make sense.
You feel like everybody lying. You lying.
There's no chance on God's green earth that this woman is 37 years old. Drop y'all predictions below how old you think this woman is. I can't believe they get on here and just blatantly lie like that.
And what you do for a living?
I'm an entrepreneur, Cloud Nine Boutique, and I also work for a healthcare coordinator for a healthcare company.
Do you have any children?
I have three.
How old are your three kids?
13, 11, and two.
Two. All by the same man?
No, three different dads.
Why are you not with the two-year-old dad?
Long story. We just wasn't compatible, and it just happened. I don't believe in abortion, so.
It just didn't work out. I don't know if I don't want to talk too much about him, if I'm being honest, but it just didn't work out.
So what? It was a one-night stand? Three baby daddies, and the last one was a one-night stand, and you don't believe in abortions? You don't believe in abortions. I guess you don't believe in birth control either. These people are horrible, man. Horrible.
What kind of man are you looking for?
They have to have a personal relationship with God.
You know how many times I hear this shit? You know how I fight for my life?
As well as honesty. Very upfront. Adventurous. Spontaneous. Be able to lead. To lead, you know, the household.
If it's a personal relationship with God, you don't need to know about it, bitch. It's my personal relationship with God. And then you talking about adventurous, three kids by three different men. You've had enough adventure, bitch. It's time to sit your butt cheeks down and just be bored.
I'm kind of like a strong personality, so I have a strong personality as well.
Okay. So AKA lead, but I'm not going to let you lead because I got a strong personality. But come lead me, my unruly ass, and three of my kids by three different men. And also have a good relationship with all my baby daddies. Fuck out here.
Came back from a day with the Lord. Uh-huh. So I'm in Atlanta. I did a panel today with the wonderful Dr. Bryant, Carrie Bryant, who I just adore. Mm-hmm. And we had such an amazing conversation. And let me ask you this, because the first thing you said is you want a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean to you?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm just... I know where I belong in my faith. I go through my temptations and my trials and things like that. I feel like nothing's in the world for me right now. So I'm just trying to follow God for myself and whatever that may look like. I'm not judgmental to anybody.
Been ran through by all the Pookies and Ray Rays. And now I got three kids by three different low lives. And after I done had all my fun, did all the drugs, had all the trains ran on me. Now there's nothing left in the world for me. So now I'll run to God.
Trying to walk the way I walk, you know, get closer to him. And then, you know, I feel like I haven't really found a person or nothing has been working for me because I know where I belong and I'm not in that space right now, you know.
Okay, two things. Why do you say there's nothing in the world for you?
Well, I'm talking about my recent past relationships.
Okay, stop moving if you can. So what would be your examples of a man of God?
That has a personal relationship with him, far as, you know, just, you know, believing the word, you know, doing righteous and, you know, have integrity and morals and things like that. That can pray, you know, pray and lead the family and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. And you said that, you know, that you're not doing the best right now.
No, I'm just saying, I know I have my temptations and my trials and stuff like that, but I am trying to get closer to him, like, far as not going out and doing things like that, you know, far as the party life anymore.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
So here's what, I'm just going to give it to you raw and real, and it's just going to be like, with love, right? And I'd rather you respond to this, because this is what they're going to say once I post you, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing you said was you want a man of God. None of us are equipped to judge anybody, right?
Shit.
So I ain't no better than you. I'm just saved by grace. But they will say you're a mom of three, mm-hmm. and by three different men. And I almost think there would be some grace, but your youngest child is two. So right. why do you think you didn't learn the lesson with your previous two baby daddies?
Well, I was in long-term relationships with them, and, you know, it just, you know, happened. Far as I was in an 8-year relationship, and then I was in a relationship with my oldest father.
You ran into a couple of bad strangers.
This one, the difference with this one was I wasn't in a long-term relationship with him. And
so by that logic, you're going downhill. Like, not only are you not learning from your mistakes, you're doing worse each time. Wow.
It's not that I didn't learn. It's my life. It's my lessons. You know, like, I get what you're asking and things like that. But like I said, I'm not a judgmental person. And my baby's here and I love him. And it's not that I didn't learn. I just feel like he's supposed to be here at the point. And, you know, that's
no, listen, I believe babies are a blessing, right? Mm-hmm. I believe all babies are gifts from God. Babies are the most innocent humans created.
Are you sure?
I saw my high school boyfriend. We end up linking up, and I got pregnant. I got pregnant. So I said, you know what, God? I'm choosing not to have this child, and I have no regrets.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a co-wiki dink.
So, no, there's nothing to that, right? What I said at the top of this, so you can understand where the space that I'm in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just shout out to Sarah Jakes Roberts. Literally, I'm coming back from Woman Evolve. This is why I am late for our show tonight. Mm-hmm. But I want to definitely do the show tonight.
Yeah, I go to the Potter's house, so.
You go to the Potter's house, yes. So I did a panel with Dr. Carrie Bryant. And, you know, mm-hmm. hopefully you know who Dr. Carrie Bryant is. And she, you know, we had a great time. And then she invited me to come to her church to talk to the singles organization.
I know you playing.
Why the hell would you invite Kendra G, of all people? So, yeah, I would stop going to that church immediately. You inviting Kendra G to talk to the singles? The loud, obnoxious, devilish, cussing relationship guru who can't keep a man? Okay, yeah. All right.
Make sense, girl.
Very transparent.
I don't know if I want to speak at the church because, you know, I got to be able to speak. And I feel like I might say some things I probably can't say in church. And then she was like talking about, you know, obviously she's a realist and she understands that people are, you know, having sex outside of marriage. But she said something that really stuck out. And she said, but it has never worked. She said it never worked for her when she went that direction.
Right.
And in so many ways, we do actions outside of God's will because mm. we decide to do it our way. Mm. And then we come back and say, okay, well now God, you gotta do it your way. Not saying that God can't change it around, because he can change everything around.
Mm.
But I just think the best way to find a God-fearing man is to walk like a God-fearing woman.
Ding, ding, ding.
What do we have for her, Johnny?
So right, you got to challenge yourself, because you said you also were transparent, which I respect and appreciate. You know you can be doing better. So to attract that guy, you have to do better, or right. you're not going to attract him.
All right. I understand completely.
Yeah.
Her whole energy is dark, defeated, and depressed. Who wants to walk into that? At least Kendra is cheerful and demonic, you know? All that just went into one ear and out the other. She ain't trying to hear none of that shit. She don't even mean this shit that she talking about. So she don't care about nothing Kendra talking about.
What's the deal breakers? Lying, cheating, and I think like not driven.
Okay.
Here we go with the not driven. Here we fucking go, man. Here we go. We know what that mean.
I do think attraction is important. So I'm not saying I used to have a type, but I'm not saying that I have a type now. I just have to go off the personality as well if I'm attracted to that person. So okay. I wouldn't say he have to be like, you know, but I also like have to be personally attracted to him.
I'm going to say this every time they say that. I hate when they try to make it seem like they're attracted to this very niche guy. You're attracted to the same motherfuckers that all the other bitches that are getting ran through are attracted to. Stop acting like that's such a broad criteria. It's not. You're only attracted to probably 5 to 10% of men. Stop acting like what you just said is 30 to 40% of men. I just got to be attracted to them, but it's okay because that's at least like a third of men. Like, no, it's not.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Whoop, whoop. We see, girl.
You gotta know when to say when, bitch. Our coochie cutter days are over. Forever 21 was a lie. We in our 40s now. Say damn. Start playing with yourself.
When was your last relationship?
3 months ago.
3 months ago, okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm gonna ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
A month and a half ago.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me! You killing me, man!
Who you slept with a month and a half ago?
An old person I used to date.
Girl. Was y'all in a relationship?
Yeah, we was.
So you just broke up with somebody 3 months ago? A month ago?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait. You broke up with, okay, when was your last relationship?
3 months ago.
But the last time you was intimate was a month and a half.
Right.
So was that the old relationship?
Yes.
You're going to have to learn sexual discipline.
That, good luck. Good freaking luck.
How old are your three kids?
13, 11, and 2.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
Mm-hmm. If you want to, if you are truly trying to seek a man of God, you are going to have to learn how to be sexually disciplined in that area because...
It's not going to happen, Kendra. Black women can't go... They struggle to go 6 months without dick.
And this is the harshest truth. It's never about the other person. It really is never about them. It's all about you because you're doing something to attract that person. So as soon as you make the changes to you, either that person changes and comes to your level... Or they fall off because now you're a new person, right? So as long as you can't learn to control your sexual discipline to get to really know a guy first and to see if he's really a man of God, you're going to go in circles.
Right. Oh. And when I say, never mind, it's okay.
I mean, you can say it. We're having a
no, night. I'm just saying I see a lot of people talking about, you should not want to like, or you should not say God for me. And if your walk is not like, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe in God. Like I have a personal relationship with him. You know, I'm just not perfect. You know, like I'm not.
Here go the I'm not perfect thing. Nobody's perfect. I can't stand when people say that. Only bullshit people say I'm not perfect. Cause it's a way of avoiding accountability. I rarely say I'm not perfect. I mean, I probably said it before in my life, but you know what I mean? Like, there's certain people who just always say it. They use it as a cop-out to not take accountability for their actions. When I say I'm not perfect, I don't mean it like that. Like, when I say I'm not perfect, it might be because I fucking left a spot on a dish or something. I'd be like, oh, damn, because I ain't perfect. I missed a spot. But I don't say I'm not perfect over, like, yeah, I got 6 kids by 6 different baby mamas. Nobody's perfect. Now, that's some bullshit.
This motherfucker. Don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
I believe in God, but I'm not perfect. To me, that's BS. Like, it's not about being perfect. I feel like that washes away the responsibility of what you have to do better.
My nigga.